they won't even own how dumb of a mandate that was. And they're still doubling down on some of the same policies.
And especially near military bases, they're doing that. They're buying a lot of land. WTF.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
You guys, Are we rumbling? You guys, I am so under caffeinated this morning. So bear with me because it's going to be a ride. I would like to let everybody know that we're doing a deep dive. We're recording a deep dive today with Jennifer Say. Jennifer Say is the woman that left Levi's because she refused to basically be woke. She's that woman.
Say what you want to say.
S-E-Y. That's S-E-Y, that kind yes. of say. Right. So we're going to speak with her today, and then that'll come out this weekend because all of our deep dives come out on Saturday. They drop on Saturday. We're going to be talking to her today. So make sure that you check that out this weekend. We'll remind you again. I'll remind you again sometime this week.
Okay? Yeah, it'll be good. So stay the union tonight. I went to bed at 7:30 last night because I knew it was going to be a late night tonight.
I did not.
And hence the caffeinated.
And hence the cheerfulness of this one.
I'm very cheerful today. Because I slept, you guys. It was great. And so, yeah, I did that in advance. Well, first, because I didn't sleep the night before, but also because tonight's going to be a late one. If you don't want to stay up, I wouldn't. I mean, if I didn't feel like I needed to be able to know what he's saying so that we could have a decent show on Wednesday, I would not be staying up. That is the only reason I am staying up. So anyway, that is tonight. I just read that the guests of Jill Biden tonight are going to be Paul Pelosi, Tyree Nichols' mom, and Bono. So, you know.
I'm sorry, but why? Why Bono? Do the streets have no name? What's going on? What's happening?
I mean, why? Important. He is important.
Like those three together. I'm sorry. That's just like the strangest combination of people.
It's pretty weird.
Let's start a band.
Okay. So would you like to chat about ranches or deepfakes?
Well, I think we should probably, let's start with the deep fakes first. Let's do that first. And then we'll get into how China's buying all of our ranch and farmland. And we're going to basically have a red dawn. You guys, it's coming. Get ready.
Don't worry. It's fine.
We're all going to be fine. It's fine. Just drink your coffee. Okay. We'll talk about it in a second.
Well, so, okay. So the deep fake thing, it's there was a clip that was going around a couple days ago. It's on our website, chicksontheright.com. You can see it, of Biden. Somebody deep faked Biden giving a speech and saying like the meanest things about the LGBTQ community. And it was a deep fake that like, if you just were glancing at it, you would be completely convinced that Biden was saying horrible things about the LGBTQ community. However, if you look closely, like you can see that the mouth isn't exactly syncing up. And so it's close, but it's not perfect. But the point is, it's really close. Like it is so close that it's terrifying. And now there are predictions that in this coming election cycle, the coming presidential cycle, if you remember the Trump audio tape of the grab him by the...
The hoo-ha.
You remember that audio getting out? Well, now it's expected that we're going to see a whole bunch more of that, only it'll be fake. It'll be created audio. It'll be completely not real to get people into trouble. And not only audio, but as they perfect this, it will be video as well. And so now it's affecting real regular people because there are girls who are like gamers on Twitch. Some of our Twitch followers will know this story, I'm sure, a lot better than I do. But these girls that are like pretty famous on Twitch, they got their faces stolen. I mean, they're not stolen, but like somebody took their faces and put them onto deep fake video bodies having sex. And so it looks like it's them participating in porn when in fact they don't even have like nude photos anywhere. So it's a huge violation, right? Of them and their likenesses. And
it's like, how do you sue for that? What do you do?
Well, that's the problem is that it's such new technology that there's not really any specific legislation that talks about it. And so they are trying to sue. But, you know, just like Pam Anderson, other people are making money off of these girls' faces and then victimizing them in the process. It's really awful. Yeah. But it's terrifying for just like regular schmoes like us, because we have hours and hours and hours of video out on the internet. People could like manipulate it to make it look like they were saying things that we would never say.
Exactly. Yeah. It is. It's pretty terrifying. And then like, and with everything, like with the chat GPT and how quickly that's advanced, it makes you kind of, it makes you wonder, oh my God, how quickly is this going to advance? And how quickly is it going to get away from us?
Yeah.
Because it's already getting away from us. And then what do you do? And then lawyers are like frothing at the mouth.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
all, just waiting.
It's pretty scary, you guys. And it's just a, I guess, a reminder to everybody to don't necessarily trust what you see or hear right out of the gate. Now there's going to be companies probably that will be popping up who are experts at deciphering whether or not something is a deep fake. And these companies are going to have to get like on the stick ahead of elections, because people will be relying. And then like, do you trust the companies, right? Who's working for the companies? What are their interests? It's a mess.
Like, it's like fact checking. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I mean, that toothpaste is all the way out, right? Mm-hmm. Like Pandora's box is all the way open. There's no turning back now.
There's going to be jobs that are going away, like teaching. And then these jobs will be popping up, like fact checking.
It's pretty scary, you guys.
The way of the world. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either. But thankfully, you know what we do like is dogs. And if you are a dog lover, and I see Cash back there, I heard some flapping going on.
He was flapping as you were talking, you guys. You got early flaps.
But if you are a dog lover, as so many of us are, and you have a dog and you're worried that maybe your dog is, you know, maybe he's less energetic than normal, or maybe they're having some digestive issues, or maybe they're having achy joints and you're seeing them struggle getting up off the floor as easily as they used to, or just even stuff that's common with dogs like bad breath, or maybe their coat doesn't look right. Rough Greens is a supplement that you sprinkle a little bit of Rough Greens powder on top of your dog's food, and it brings that food to life, right? It brings completely dead food to life, and it gives them all the nutrients, all the minerals, all the omegas that they need to be their healthiest, most vibrant dog selves. And of course, we all want our dogs to live, well, forever, if that were possible, but longer, right? And this is legit a life extending thing for your dog. Plus, they love it. I mean, my girls eat this stuff up like it's their job. They love it. And we have this fantastic landing page, right? So if you go to roughchicks.com, R-U-F-F, roughchicks.com, you can get a free jumpstart trial bag. So you can test it out. You can see if your dogs love it. And if they do, then you can sign up for a subscription. It's a free jumpstart trial bag. You just cover the shipping. Go to roughchicks.com.
Do it.
Okay, so ranchy stuff. There's some ranchy stuff that you made me aware of this morning.
Yeah, there's legislation that's being floated. Last week, we were kind of chatting about it in our own little chick chat. But it's Elise Stefanik, and I wrote the name down, and now I can't remember the name of the dude.
Sounds,
it's
Stefanik. Is it Sounds or Rounds?
It's Rounds. Thank you. I can't read my own writing. It's Stefanik and Rounds. Okay, so it's China and foreign adversaries. So it's China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Not that North Korea could actually buy land of ours, but who knows?
Could,
maybe,
I guess.
Maybe they're, I don't know. I don't know what they'd be buying it with, but those four entities, they're trying to keep them from buying farm and ranch land in the United States, because China has been buying an exorbitant amount of farm and ranch land. I know here in Texas, that's happening a lot. So I don't know where you guys are from, but that's happening here. And it's alarming to a lot of farmers and ranchers here. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's just not okay. And especially near military bases, they're doing that. They're buying a lot of land. WTF. You know? And I can't believe that like we're just now starting to go, red flag, this is not okay. Like, what is going on? And so listen, it hasn't gone through. They just brought up this legislation. I personally think it should be like emergency. They should be going, make this stop. And they should have done this eons ago. They should have been something that they floated a long time ago. I can't believe, because it's already done in right. so many places. They've already bought it. And it's
and I know some governor, I mean, DeSantis is one for sure, but there's a handful of governors who have done this statewide, right? Like they've done it within their own states. They've created legislation to stop mm-hmm. this from happening or at least minimize it. But this is federal legislation. This would affect every state, which is the right thing to do.
Right.
I mean, and you were telling me that people are calling it racist.
Oh yeah. They're people God. Like Chinese people are, you know, Chinese Americans are saying this is racist. You can't do this. How dare you do this? You know, too bad, so sad.
Does the American government do this in other countries? Do we buy up foreign land?
It's a great question. And I don't think that we do this, especially around military bases. What would be our aim to do that? Why would we be doing that? And that would be what I would question anybody who says this is racist. Why, you know, what would be the end goal of buying a crap ton of property, especially around all of these installations? What's the end goal? Why do you need so much acreage? Why are you doing this? What's the point? What's the end goal? What do you have?
It doesn't, none of it seems anything other than totally nefarious and scary.
Yeah. It's freaking Red Dawn. Oh, it's like, is there, you know, something is happening and I don't like it. And we should be suspicious of it. And the American government should have been suspicious of it a long time ago. They should have been asking questions about this. It should have been done. This legislation should have been brought up a long time ago, not last week. So but it's I about guess, freaking time.
You know, that's and it, they do say it's a bipartisan charge. So there is Democrat support for this, I would hope. So we'll see where that goes. But at least they're starting to work on it. And that is good.
That just said, go Wolverines.
Yeah, what? Totally.
Wolverines. Don't you remember in Red Dawn? She probably never saw Red Dawn either, you guys.
I did.
She's not eating a Big Mac. She doesn't remember Red Dawn. I mean,
I don't listen to ELO. What's wrong with me?
I don't even know. We got to catch her up.
No. Okay, you guys. So raise your hand if you're staying up tonight. I am going to watch. I'm hoping it's not too dreadfully long. But Biden was asked, you know, obviously with the whole Chinese spy balloon happening over the weekend and that getting shot down and now they're recovering it out of the water and all of that. People have been wondering, is that going to change up the speech at all? He's saying it's not. Like he's saying, nope, my speech is my speech. But he was also asked, and this was outside, so it's a little bit hard to hear, but he was also asked yesterday why China felt like they could just do this to us. Why did they feel like they could be so brazen about just floating this spy balloon across the entire freaking country? I don't think you're going to sleep any better hearing his answer, but it is a typical Biden answer. Listen to this.
Why the Chinese would commit such a brazen act floating across the entire continent of the United States?
Because the Chinese.
Say that again. What did he say?
He said because they're Chinese. It's the Chinese government.
Oh my God.
So you feel
and he's all laughy about it, and you can't see hilarious. His eyes because he's had so much plastic surgery. You can barely see his eyes. He's like, I can't with this guy.
I mean, you guys, what kind of answer is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a non-answer is what it is. Yeah.
Well, and you know, there's still, I don't know what to make of this whole storyline, this whole narrative about this happening when Trump was president. Because we talked about this yesterday, right? And we had John Ratcliffe saying, this is absurd. This is a ridiculous story. This is absolutely not true. If China would have tried to do this under the Trump administration, you don't think they would have shot it down? That Trump would have been all over that. And so, but there's still some on the left who are, even John Kirby was like, I'm not going to tell you why we know that, but we do know it. And so they're being very cagey about it. And John Bolton was talking to Caitlin Collins about this yesterday. By the way, Caitlin looks mean. Is it just me? I'm a little afraid of her.
We got to see her. Let's see her.
You're going to see her. She's asking about this very story. And John Bolton also weighs in.
From the Pentagon right after this happened last week as we were monitoring it was that this actually happened before when your boss, former President Trump, was in office. We're now learning from a senior administration official who says those previous occurrences were discovered after the Trump administration left office. I think you, as National Security Advisor, can you answer how did a Chinese spy balloon get into U.S. airspace and someone like you was not told, someone like former President Trump was not told, the former Pentagon chief, Mark Esper, said he was not told about any of this? How did that happen?
Well, as far as I know, every Trump administration official who's been asked has said they didn't know anything about it. I will say this. If there was any actual knowledge that these balloons were over the United States and higher authority wasn't told, that's a serious problem. That's a serious problem. That's not what the Biden administration is saying. I wrote these words down. I was so stunned by them. One official told Fox News that the balloons went undetected, and then said, two things can be true at once. This happened and it wasn't detected. Well, if it wasn't detected when it happened, how did we detect it more recently? Did the Biden administration invent a time machine? what is the basis of this new detection?
I mean, he's got a good point. How do you say this? You can't have it all the ways.
He totally does. I just expect him to have a big basket of fried chicken and like biscuits at all times. Do it. I mean, seriously, he just looks like that guy. He should be at like a potluck, you know? You know what I mean?
Do you think she like, do you see what I mean about her looking mean?
Listen, she just looks, she is Dana Lash's identical twin. I'm just going to say
it. Oh my gosh. I see that.
Like they are doppelgangers. I can't not see that. I'm sorry, but I can't. That's the only person that I can compare her to. She looks exactly like her. They are basically sisters.
I mean, I hadn't even thought of how similar they are. Did you hear about the drama between her and Don Lemon?
There's drama. Yes. Oh my, is that, wait, that's the one, are they the ones that do the show together?
Yeah, with that other lady, Poppy somebody.
Okay. And so it's supposed to be like a happy morning show.
Right.
And they're,
and they can't stand each other. And apparently yesterday was the first day back together, like after the crying and all the hullabaloo. And it was super tense and weird and awkward. And
yeah,
I kind of,
Don Lemon should never do a happy morning show. It's not a good fit. It's just CNN should never do a happy morning show.
Yeah.
It's just not something that they should be dabbling
in. It's not
who
they are. It's true. No. You're right.
They just need to stop it.
Not who they are. Yeah. So things were tense on that morning show scene. You guys, really quickly, I want to remind you because there's a great special going on these right now. If you don't know what this is, this that I am holding up right now, this little tiny black wall plug-in boxy thing is an Eden Pure Thunderstorm and it's an air purifier and it plugs right in. Look at this little plug on the back. It plugs right into your wall. It takes up no floor space whatsoever. And it removes any bad stinky smells from whatever room you have bad stinky smells going on in. And it also on the side of it has a USB plug-in, which means that if your car is set up to accommodate a USB plug, if you have stinky boys in your car, like that play sports as I do, you need this. I cannot tell you how much you need this. And I cannot tell you how effective they are. They are so good. They've got like a whole little dial where you can turn on how strong you want it to go on. But these take care of room smells. They'll clear out a whole room, but they're so handy to have all over your house, which is why the special right now is so great. So if you go to EdenPureDeals.com and you use code CHICKS, you're going to save $200 on a 3-pack of these. So it's a huge, huge, huge savings. You should check it out. EdenPureDeals.com. Use code
CHICKS.
You're going to love it, you guys. Everybody, we get so many emails of people that have bought them that love it. So check that out if you haven't already. Thank you, Halbert Steele. Thank you very much. Also, Whoopi and the crew on The View talked about the balloon and the spying whole thing yesterday. And Whoopi, as Whoopi does, she broke it down into just a bare bones issue. Here she is.
By the way, it was right of Secretary Blinken to cancel his trip. I think that was the right diplomatic call.
Well, you know, listen, we spy on them, they spy on us. We find out stuff, they find out stuff, you know, and the world keeps going around. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Whoopi.
I mean, it's all just natural cycle.
She's not entirely wrong. However,
we spy.
However, if we had a big old balloon floating over there and we were taunting them, they
would never do that. We would never do it this brazenly.
We wouldn't do it that brazenly. But if we did it that brazenly and we like and we were floating it and taunting them, they'd shoot it down.
And we would expect it. It's not like we could then sit back and go, well, we're going to retaliate against this egregious behavior.
I can't believe you did that, China. Oh, my God. See, this is the thing. Therein lies the difference, Whoopi.
I intensely dislike Alyssa Farah. I don't like her.
Is she supposed to be the conservative? Is she supposed to be that?
Yeah, well, she was in Trump's administration and then kind of turned on him. And so she's like the Republican.
The token. But she's the token.
She's worthless at it.
Yeah. Well, that's why they hired her. They hired her because she's weak.
Yeah.
They love the weak ones.
Like, figure out which name is your first name and your last name. You know what I mean? Stop having two first names. Everything bothers me about that.
Yeah.
And about her. Right. Okay. So back to tonight. Tonight, of course, is going to be a big night, State of the Union. And KJP was asked about the speech and how much preparation into it Biden himself has. Like, is he writing it? Is it written by a speechwriter? So I love this answer from her because it sticks all of her favorite ticks, I guess you would say, into her answer. So we've got a, I'm going to be clear. We have a, I'm not going to get ahead of this. We have all the things all just jam packed into one answer, which I thought was perfect. Take a listen.
Well, as you know, the president is heavily, as I've said many times, heavily engaged in the writing process. When you hear the speech, you'll certainly hear there'll be no question that this is a Joe Biden State of the Union speech. So just want to make that really clear. But, you know, don't want to get ahead of what you're going to hear from him. And so, again, it's going
to. I mean, what?
Yeah, there's going to be all sorts of screaming. Is there going to be red behind him, or is there going to be, you know, lots of dementia? He's going to.
Is Kevin McCarthy going to rip it up afterwards?
Yeah. Can't wait to see. It will be very interesting to watch.
I mean, yeah, it's a whole different dynamic now, right?
It is a completely different dynamic. So,
and where's Nancy going to sit? Is she going to sit with Paul, like up in the Jill box, or is she going to sit down on the floor with the,
I bet you she'll be the regular on the floor. She's not going to sit with her husband.
That's true.
That's too domestic for her.
Can't believe it's Bono and Paul Pelosi. What?
Yeah, she'll be on the floor. She'll be so on the floor.
That's going to be interesting. And are they all going to wear white? You know how the Democrats
always
wear the white. What's that
always
about? I already forgot.
It's like for women's empowerment or some sort of something about women and there are rights or something. Just like, isn't it, ladies? Isn't it about our rights? White is about our rights. Something about
Can you imagine?
But Joey wants to know who's going to be in Jill's box. Joey wants to know that.
Nobody wants to know that. Okay, that's inappropriate. That is inappropriate.
Joey does. You okay, Joey? It's kind of early for that.
Anyway, it's going to be an interesting show. I'm sure Sheila Jackson Lee will be on the aisle, dying to get her hug from Joe Biden and her photo op and all that. It's just such a clown show. All of it is. You know.
And we're going to be there. We'll be awake and we'll be doing it. So if you guys don't want to stay up, we'll stay up for you.
I'll probably live tweet it because that's what I do to keep myself like engaged and into it, especially when it gets really boring. I'll do live tweeting of it because, Michael Cassidy thinks that AOC is hot in all white. Listen, she's a very attractive woman. There's no denying it. There's no denying AOC is a hottie. I don't like it, but she is pretty good looking.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Okay. So another part of the press conference yesterday was Brian Deese. He's that other communications loser from this administration. And he was touting the economy, right? Like he's getting everybody, all the reporters ready to hear about how great the economy is. The problem is that he lied. So in one of the, he was like citing the results of a poll. And he said that like 2/3 of Americans feel like they're in better financial shape than they were under Trump, which is a lie. I mean, we talked about that poll yesterday.
It is a blatant lie.
It's a total lie. In fact, it's like, I don't know, 16% think that their financial situation is better. There was like a 40 something percent of things being the same. And then most people are like, yeah, this sucks.
And who is that 16%? I want to know who that is. Is it celebrities?
It's Bernie.
What do you got?
Seriously, though, who are these people? Who are they? Well, it's Pfizer. I mean, literally, it's Pfizer. Okay, it's like, you know, like, what I mean? Like, people have done well.
Yeah. It's all the C-suite at Pfizer. Is that what's just the C-suite?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So he got caught in the lie. And so one of the reporters said, let me just correct you, like on the stat. It's actually this. And then he went on to say, so you keep talking about how good the economy is. Like, when are people going to actually feel what you're saying? And he's so uncomfortable. You guys, look at this.
Oh, my God.
People start feeling more optimistically about the outlook. And just to clarify on the stat that was just cited, it's only 16% of those in the poll believe they're financially better off than when Biden entered the office, the White House. It's 42% feel about the same. So just to clarify, it's only 16% are feeling better off. Yeah. So when do more people start feeling better off about the financial future of the country?
Well, look, I think that I don't want to, you know, I don't want to repeat myself, only to say we have more work to do. But if you look at the progress that we have made, particularly the recent progress that we have made, with inflation coming down, gas prices coming down, real wages as a result going up, and the labor market opportunities that that come from a historically strong job market.
Oh my God, he's what a on beta male. He is such a beta.
Bus? Oh man.
Like, who is this guy?
Somebody just said he looks like a cadaver.
Just, he does. Like, it's just, he's like his shoulders, and he's just so like, wow.
Oh no. My God.
There's so much no there.
Oh, Halbert Steele, thank you. So he says, my son has suggested that the Chinese were simply conducting an inventory of their U.S. farm holdings around crucial strategic sites.
You know what? That could be a possibility. Yeah, that could be completely legit. And we just let him do it.
Come on in.
Come on.
Come on in.
Go ahead and do a survey of that, China. Go. We'll wait until the very last minute to shoot you down over the ocean so we can't figure out what was in it. Fine. Totally fine.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. We got to get to Kamala, because you guys, oh, my God. I have two clips for you. I don't know who she was speaking to yesterday. I know it wasn't kindergartners, but there are two moments where she says so much without saying anything at all. And I love these examples because she, you know, her tells are, you can tell when she knows she's making shit up as she goes. When she says in terms of a lot, or like relevant to, those filler phrases.
Yeah.
And these two clips are just chock full. I have no idea. We can try to assess and digest and, you know, unpack and untangle after each one to figure out what she was trying to say. Here's the first one.
For many who were at the original table, you will know that it has been built into our approach that we will devise metrics and be very clear. And I thank the university and Michelle for the work that has been happening to help us articulate the metrics by which we will then measure our success in real time, not waiting for years down the line, but in real time measure our success so that we can regroup, analyze where we are, and as necessary, improve our approach.
What the hell is she saying? What is she saying?
Nothing. She's saying nothing.
Oh my God. It's remarkable though how she can do that.
It's a talent.
That is a gift, to be able to say that much shit and say nothing at all. Like, that's
a lot of words.
It's and it's exhausting. I mean, she's got to be so tired at the end of the day. it's like running at least a half marathon. Think of how many times she has to do that in a day. They probably parade her around to say all that garbage, and then at the end of the day, she's probably like, "God, I'm tired." It's like Forrest Gump. I want to go home now.
I think I'll go home now.
I think I'll go home.
Well, here's another one, and it's just as mystifying.
In a moment, about the fact that I think most of us who are devout public servants understand that we in government have great possibility in terms of the range at which we work as government. But when we are joined with our friends in the private sector, we can take advantage of the skills and the innovation that they so uniquely in so many situations are able to accomplish and grow.
No idea. Somebody just asked, how do you think she got through school? That's how she got through.
Oh, yeah. Just I mean, like that. She can write a paper, man. People just tune out. They assume because the words go together, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, she puts them in the right order. And there's so many of them that people are just like, well, she clearly knows what she's talking about. And they just check out.
They're like, hey, we need a word count of 2,500 words.
She's like, I got you. I got she's the whole like, class.
She's like, oh, yeah. I so got this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. We wanted to bring attention to a Newsweek article that was written by Kevin Bass, who is a med school student. I think he's in Texas, is he not? I want to say that he's a student in Texas. Yes, at a medical school in Texas. He's a seventh year student. And he wrote a really good piece for Newsweek about, well, I'll just read you the title because I think the title speaks for itself. It's called, it's an opinion article and it says, it's time for the scientific community to admit we were wrong about COVID and that it cost lives. So he showed up on Tucker's show last night. We have just a short little clip of him being asked by Tucker why he wrote the piece. And Tucker says, and I'm assuming they checked, that he's a liberal making this case. Here it is.
Researcher, we don't know what his politics are. He doesn't seem like a right winger or anything at all. But he just wrote one of the remarkable pieces we've seen this year in Newsweek, admitting that his entire business got it wrong. It's time for the scientific community to admit we were wrong about COVID and it cost lives. God knows what the effect of that level of honesty will be on his career. But in the meantime, we're happy to have him join us now. Kevin Bass, thank you for coming on and thank you for writing this piece, which I want to recommend to everyone. Totally non-political. Again, I don't even know what your politics are. I assume you're liberal, but you're honest in this piece. Why were you moved to write this?
Well, for many of the reasons that you discussed, that I realized that we have lost trust in this country as a healthcare industry from the ordinary person. Anybody who knows, anybody who's watching the media, anybody who is on social media and is talking to ordinary people realizes just how angry so many ordinary people are.
He's absolutely right about that. Well, it's a great piece.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time on this show about how we have lost faith in the medical community and my gosh, and how it's changed so much. Even, you know, before COVID, it kind of started changing a little bit just from a medical, I think just from schooling, a schooling perspective, you know, the medical schools are changing and then COVID hit. And then it got even worse. And so now people that go to the doctor, they're like, oh, God, I really hate that I'm sick.
Because nobody trusts anybody.
Right. This is the thing. So it's like, and it's, I think a lot, it's not even just a conservative liberal thing. I think just everybody is affected by this now because it's just it's bad.
Well, it's not even just a COVID thing, right? It's like, it's every aspect of your healthcare now because of what the CDC because of what these public health administrators did during COVID. Now we don't trust them on anything.
Right.
That's bad.
Not good at all. And they've never said, hey, you know what? We effed up on this. You know, if they would just do that, which is what this guy is saying, which I think is great that he's saying that, like, it's okay to say we screwed this up.
Mm-hmm.
If they would just do that. I mean, that's what you teach your kids, right? You teach your kids to say, hey, I messed up. I'm going to not do it again. And to not lie. You teach your kids. That's the biggest thing we teach our kids is don't lie. Don't lie. If you make a mistake, you fess up to the mistake, you like become a better person for it, and then you move on with your life. I mean, that's just less life, right? That's how you get better at things. It's like, why can't these people just say, we screwed this up, and then people will trust them again? I think that's the right way to handle it. And this is what precisely what he's saying. Own up to your mistakes, right? She left.
Well, yeah. And I just saw Mayor Adams said, okay, I'm going to do away with that whole vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. So that's gone now. But everybody that had to be fired because they wouldn't get vaccinated has to reapply for their jobs. So it's not like they're just being welcomed back and given back pay, which is the right thing to do.
Right.
They're now, well, you're just going to have to reapply if you want to come back. I mean, they won't even own how dumb of a mandate that was.
Yeah.
And then doubling down on some of the same policies.
Doubling and tripling down. And then you have the people like, you know, the governor of New York, whatever her name is, Horkel, Hutchel, whatever.
It's that dog going,
that chick, whatever her name is. A lot of these people still think that those policies were right. Like they can't. And that's the thing is like when you don't own your mistake, because that I think those entities, they've never owned up to the mistakes. So a lot of the celebrities, a lot of the people that are in those higher positions, the upper echelon, they still believe that they were right. They want so badly to believe that they're still in a position of we were right, you were wrong. Y'all are a bunch of slack jawed yokels who don't know what you're talking about. So they want to believe that masking was right, that, you know, the shot was right, that all the things that they said was right. They want to still have that control. And so they're never going to admit that they were wrong. They just will never admit it.
I know.
And that's unfortunate. Super unfortunate for all of us.
I see a lot of people tweet about Pink on Twitter because Pink was in a Pfizer ad, like where she was really promoting the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And she was the example. The reason that she was part of it is she's the example of someone with asthma. So she's somebody who's extra needs extra precautions or take extra precautions because of her asthma. So people rip on her and she will block you like so quickly. If you rip on her for participating in that ad, she will block you. But what people are doing is they're posting all kinds of pictures of her smoking. And saying,
oh my gosh,
really, Pink, you're really concerned about your asthma and your health. Okay
give me then. A break.
It just cracks me up.
I know, insufferable, right? These people are insufferable.
Just the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the worst of the worst, I'm going to show you a little clip of some just absolute burly ass dude who's claiming that he's a woman. He's dressed in pink and he's got pink lipstick. So he must be a woman now.
He must be.
But what's worse is that this is someone who calls himself a mother to two kids who just happen to also be trans. Mm. Now, do you think that there's maybe some social contagion going on here?
Nah.
Do you think maybe it's not something you're born with and in fact something that you're inspired to do because it's trendy?
You're a transphobe.
Look at this absolute lunatic and then we can talk.
The Amber Mom, I use she, her pronouns. I'm a member of the St. Cloud Hive of the Parents and Allies of Trans Youth, the Transgender Movement for Liberation, and a member of the Tea Time Support Group run by the Aliveness Project. I am also a proud transgender woman, but more importantly, I am the mother of two wonderful transgender and gender expansive children.
Gender expansive children.
What the hell is
children?
That? What is a gender expansive
Who
child?
Knows?
What
There's
even
new
is
words,
that?
Words like every freaking day they come up with new words for this bull crap.
She's so ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that guy. Just, could you imagine being a child in that household? You don't even stand a chance. You don't stand a
you
chance.
You don't.
No. This
the
is the
second
thing.
That you're a boy that like picks up a Barbie doll, you're getting surgery. The second it happens, you're going in for your hormones. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just, these people are insane and they are damaging kids.
The second you pick up a truck, they're like, are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you want to pick up a truck? I don't think you want to pick up a truck. Maybe you wanted to pick up the Barbie.
God, this is sick. I mean, this is just absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just so over this. And like, I'm a proud mom.
No, you're
really,
not. You're a dude.
Yeah, because you don't know what it's like to carry a child for nine. You don't know what that's like. You don't know. You don't know what it's like to have to be stuffed up all second trimester, not be able to breathe out of your nose. You don't know what it's like to have back knee. You don't know what it's like. You don't know
Although
what it's
in
like.
In his case, I actually think he might. I think he probably knows what that's like.
I don't know
you
why.
You
probably does. You don't know what it's like to go through all three trimesters and to have, seriously, and to have a cankle like Hillary Clinton. Maybe you do know what it's like to have
guys,
a cankle.
Yeah, you guys, if you didn't seriously, know this about Daisy,
that third trimester,
she had one.
Like one cankle. I mean, seriously, like the and then to actually, to carry that child and to birth it. Like, this is the thing. These biological men that act like they know what that's like, you don't know what it's like.
But he wears lipstick.
Oh.
So he does.
Yeah. And Dylan Mulvaney frolics through the forest in his high heels.
Oh my God. Did you see all the red Barbie carpet pocket. Stuff at the Grammys with him?
No. I cannot.
Oh my, E News or whatever on Twitter posted one of those slow-mo camera shots of him twirling around in his red gown. And like, they were like, oh my God, she looked so beautiful. And the comments are just hilarious because everyone's like, that's a dude. I don't know if you're aware, but that's.
It's just, it's outrageous what we're doing. Yeah. They're trying so hard to erase women. And then women are just standing by and allowing it to happen. Feminists are
they're
allowing it to happen.
It.
Feminists
like,
are
yay.
Celebrating it. Feminists are idiots, man. Idiots. Yeah.
And if you want information about diversifying into precious metals, gold, of course, being one of them, you should text the word chicks to 989898 and get yourself a free information kit. You should do that right now.
You should do it.
All right, it is time for some whack, and you have a story today. I'm judging. I can't help it. I cannot help it.
Yeah, I knew because I sent this to you because I knew you would love it.
I don't love it. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is Mock loves these stories so much. Okay, so it's a 24-year-old woman, mm-hmm. and I forget how they met. How did they meet?
At her laundromat.
Oh, that's right. It was at the laundromat, of course. Because this is where all love stories, really great love stories begin, is at the laundromat when they see the laundry just going round and round. But yeah, it's a 24-year-old woman and it's a 85-year-old dude. God, he looks pretty good for 85.
He really does. I will give him that. Like, he looks remarkable.
Yeah, he looks pretty good for 85. And now everybody in her family is okay with it except for her dad. Her dad is like, I'm not having it, which I can understand that as a parent. I'd probably be like, here's the worst part of it is that she wants to have two kids. She wants to have a family and they're planning on starting a family and they'll go to the doctor.
They're getting IVF.
They're getting the things.
What?
So this,
you guys,
I mean, he's 85. Is the thing. Of course, people like the doctor, I'm sure, is probably sitting there going, he's going to die. And like, hey, the dude, let's get real. I'm just being real. He's going to die. Like within what, 5 to 10 years, dude is going to keel over. I mean, being real.
Listen, he looks great. He could make it to 105, maybe 110.
You think?
You know, it's possible. You never know.
Yeah, but how sprightly is he going to be for those kids?
Well, that's just it. I mean, the fact that, and she's like, I want to give him another generation of child. I mean, this is not okay.
I mean, can you imagine like at lacrosse or at swim meets, can you imagine that guy showing up? He's like, he's walking in a walker. He's crapping his pants. This is just not, it's kind of whack. It's a little bit whack. This is, I don't understand it.
I mean, he hasn't even run for president yet. So right. he's still got some things to do.
He still has to do that. That's true. He's got to do all these things. I will say
she looks older to me than 24.
Yeah.
She looks old.
She does. She looks older and he looks younger. So
now her dad, this is a picture of her dad.
He's a handsome dude.
Yeah, he's very handsome. She told her father, if you do not walk me down the aisle, you're forever out of my life. And so he felt, you know,
look
like, well,
face.
I better show up.
he did
walk her down the aisle.
He's so mad. He's just so mad about it, which I can understand that. Can you imagine your daughter marrying an 85-year-old dude?
I cannot. That's whack.
It's whack.
Super whack.
I know not old people crap their pants. I know that they don't. I'm just saying, somebody's mad because I said not that old people crap their pants. Listen, I get it. Not all old people crap their pants. But there's a high probability that he's going to do that.
He is He's very happy. They're very happy. Right. I'm trying not to be too judgmental.
There's a high probability that if she does have two kids with him, say he knocks her up and she has two kids, there's a high probability that she's going to have to take care of him as well as those two kids. Let's get real.
That's true. So now, Merlin is suggesting that she married for the money. I thought that was my instant thought too, but I don't, he's a retired real estate agent. I don't know that he, and they met at a laundromat. So I don't know that retired wealthy people, that's a typical hangout for them.
Right.
So I don't think it was for the money. And so that made me try to judge it less.
Yeah.
But still, that's just yikes. Mark Wallace, thank you, says, just like David Letterman, baby will look at him and go, Grandpa? GCQC, thank you. She says, I know this is random, but it's driving me nuts that the sun is not coming up in Daisy's window. It is officially up in Boone, North Carolina. Where is it?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. You're absolutely right. It's 6:59 a.m. here.
It's completely dark.
It's completely dark. It is really weird, you guys. Like, the sun hasn't come up here yet. I don't know. Could be China. I blame China.
That is crazy. Oh, I have a crazy story really quickly about sun.
Yeah.
I read that right here in my town of Carmel, Indiana, this is where I am, right? Next spring, on the last day, no, I'm sorry, on the first day back for kids for spring break next April, we're having a total eclipse. And so there is going to be a 3-minute period of time between 3:06 and 3:09, I think, in the afternoon, that it'll be completely dark here in Carmel, Indiana. And so now the school system is considering shifting the spring break so that kids are not in school that day, because that's right when they would be riding the bus home. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So they're thinking of shifting the spring break by one day so that everybody is still off on that Monday and they can, you know, they can take in the total eclipse however they choose.
That's really cool.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, that is really cool. And then you get the special glasses and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband has welding helmets. So he said we could watch through those. So.
Of course.
I mean, of course he does.
Of course you have welding helmets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Yeah. You should. That's, I hope they do that.
Yeah. I thought that was really, really neat. And it's going to be right over Carmel. And so that's like a big deal. And yeah. So they're really planning neat. For that already.
I have no idea why the sun hasn't come up here.
Yeah. It's weird. It's super dark. Normally we've got a really nice sunrise by now.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. I'll call somebody.
Maybe you're having like an eclipse right now. Just your yard.
No idea what's happening. You gonna come say hello to everybody?
We need a good cash
come
flap.
Here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Say hello to everybody. Come here. Say hello. Give a flap. Oh, he's doing
downward dog.
He's doing downward dog. Oh, now he's trying to play with me. Are you gonna flap? You gonna flap? He has a
kiss
flap.
Him again.
There it was. Yeah, there was the flap. I knew it was coming.
You he's did very not bring excited. It in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm bringing it in. I was too busy loving on my dog. Okay, you guys. He's barking. Now he's barking at the door. You guys.
Oh, and thank you for everybody to the nice comments folks left on the special video that I posted for insiders and supporters. Okay. It's just like such a cute little sneak peek into my family, and people they loved it. And I love your love for my family. So
very,
that was
very sweet.
Nice.
Very, very sweet. You guys. Super, that's why you have to join insiders. You got to join insiders, and you got to join locals because you get all the good stuff there. And then
you get all the private personal
wonderful community
stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and then you get to see when Mock, you know, shows her booty.
Right, when I show my booty.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
A few people have sent Valentine's cards, which is so sweet. So, because everybody knows it's my favorite holiday.
I got
one. Thank you. You did?
I got one. Uh-huh. Joy Marin.
Yes, Joy sent one.
I got one
Via
from Joy.
Sent one.
Uh-huh.
Kim Lakin sent a letter. And then I also got a gift, and I think one is on the way to you too as well. This is from Robin O. Robin, also great artist.
Oh my
by the
gosh.
Way. I know.
That is fantastic. I got to check my box today.
Yeah, she sent a card saying happy anniversary to me because she knows that this is going to be, one year. If I make it through Valentine's, it'll be 1 year stroke-free.
You're going to make it through Valentine's.
Which is great. She said, I saw it happen live, and I was so scared for you. I've been watching you chicks for 4 years. Love you both. I would be honored if you would wear my gift. And she sent a gift, which I'm not going to show because it's Valentine's related, and I will be wearing it on Valentine's Day. Very, very excited about the present that she sent me, and I cannot wait to show it to everybody. She also sent chocolate, which I've already devoured. So... Thank you, yeah. Robin.
Okay, well, I will go to my P.O. box. I'll do that either probably sometime this afternoon. I'll go do that today. And I can't believe it's already almost found. I can't believe it's been almost a year.
I know.
Craziness.
7 more days, you guys.
7 more days. Yeah. Okay, you guys, we'll have a wonderful Tuesday and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.